Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome to another edition of Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Good to have you along this weekend as we talk about something that's educational and also pretty tasty. Danielle Shockey, who's the CEO of Girl Scouts of Central Indiana, joins us today. Danielle, how you doing?
I'm excellent. Thanks for having me on today.
It is Girl Scout cookie time, which is a good time.
You're right. It's a good time for a lot of reasons. It's tasty, but it's also a huge educational leadership opportunity for girls.
Yeah, Girl Scout cookies have been around for what? Probably since baking was invented, I think, right? Something like that. It's been
actually
forever.
1917 is the first recorded history of the Girl Scout cookie.
And
so just over 100 years.
Yeah, and the Girl Scouts themselves have been around just a little bit longer than that.
Just a tick longer, but really they have traces of the Girl Scout cookie experience and being a fundraiser for girls really very much at the beginning of our organization.
So the cookie is really a fundraiser, but there's a lot more to it than that. Before we start delving into exactly, you know, all the different kinds of cookies and where to get them at and all that kind of stuff, so tell us a little bit about the Girl Scout cookie. I mean, obviously, it's a tasty thing, and it's a fundraiser for you guys, but the girls learn a lot more from the Girl Scout cookie campaign. So tell us a little bit about the program itself and what they get out of it.
Sure. So first of all, let me start by saying, you know, within Girl Scout leadership experience, we have what we call pillars, and there's four of them. And those four pillars include outdoor adventure, life skills, STEM, and then entrepreneurship. So when you think about those four and where does the cookie program sit, it's really in that entrepreneurship pillar. And we do expect girls in leadership experience and Girl Scouts to do activities across all four spaces. So when we think about the entrepreneurship component of this, we are really thinking about what are the goals, what are the learning objectives for a girl as she's involved in the cookie program. And we really feel like they're learning, and again, in a progression of age, of course, you know, a first grader in the cookie program might have a different experience than an expectation of learning different than a high schooler. But for all girls, we expect them to be thinking about goal setting, decision making, money management, people skills, and business ethics associated with sales. So those are the actual, they're not just statements. These are actual learning expectations, and volunteer troop leaders actually are teaching girls, like I said, through a progression of age-appropriate information, what that means. So money management for first grade might be different than, like I said, for a middle schooler, but girls are learning at a very young age how to use a credit card reader, how to give change. So across those five things are what girls are really learning. I'll talk more about goal setting in a minute because that's a big part of it, but that's, in general, the five things we hope for girls to learn by selling cookies.
Yeah, it's kind of like a junior MBA class when you think about it.
There is a lot of depth to it, and I was an educator for 20 years prior to coming to the Girl Scouts, and I was sharing yesterday with someone internally as we were talking about really the strengths of these goals in the cookie program, the things we have girls learn, is that financial literacy in our state is actually an area that's really underrepresented in our teaching standards. And I can talk more about that, too, if you're interested. But
yeah.
So the Girl Scout leadership experience is really a nice companion to, in the financial literacy space, what girls are getting or not getting in the classroom.
You know, and I think that's something that a lot of folks maybe at first blush, there's still the whole Girl Scout thing, that scout part of it. Folks probably have a very mistaken impression that it's all about campouts and fun and games. But this is really about learning some life skills here that are really going to be important for girls as they grow up and get out there in the world and really make something out of themselves, which it's kind of nice that they can learn it in a fun and tasty way like this.
You hit the nail on the head. You know, we certainly want them to do things in a fun way. We want to do them with peer groups, you know, with other girls so they can learn and fail and get back up and try again in a place where they're really comfortable. And we want them to have role models, you know, hence the volunteers within the Girl Scout organization. We want them to have, you know, people who are leading them through these things. And we certainly want them to have fun. But there's a whole lot of learning that goes on across our four pillars in really deep and rigorous ways for girls.
And also it teaches them a little bit about competition, too, because they kind of get to compete with their friends in the sales.
That's right. And you know, troops within their area. And that kind of leads us to that goal conversation. You know, girls, first of all, let's talk about the financial part. So through the Cookie program, the troop and the girl is setting goals. And oftentimes those troops are thinking about what learning activities, to your point, what fun things do we want to do with our Cookie proceeds. So they're setting goals. And for some troops, that's world travel. It's U.S. travel. It might be an outdoor activity or an adventure, high adventure activity within, you know, within their community that they normally otherwise wouldn't be able to experience without the financial resources to do so. So those Cookie proceeds are staying within that troop for them to decide how they want to use them. So that's a pretty exciting thing if you think about it. You know, a girl's able to have some control and say, yeah, if I sell this many boxes and all the other girls in my troop sell this many boxes, then we're going to have this much money, and they can, you know, they can, you know, they can tick that off. They can be measuring it along the way to a bigger goal for the whole troop.
Even though this Girl Scout Cookie campaign has been going on for a long time, now this is something that kind of allows the Girl Scouts to remain relevant in this day and age of smartphones and video games and technology and all that. And quite honestly, we're seeing a lot of groups have a hard time attracting membership. But this is how you guys stay relevant to the girls' lives and teach them something in a good way, right?
I think there's a lot of things that are keeping us relevant. I think the Cookie program, you know, certainly that's really something that we're known for, and it might pique someone's, you know, initial interest. But I think the things that are keeping us relevant are really, like you said, the skills associated with the Cookie program, you know, that they then realize, oh my gosh, my daughter is learning all these amazing entrepreneurship skills. My daughter's gaining confidence. My daughter is learning to be a good communicator. My daughter is going to get to go to camp, you know, with her friends that she's never done before, or go rock climbing, or travel to Savannah, Georgia, to Washington, D.C. There's just these doorways that open within the Girl Scout leadership experience that oftentimes don't exist without an organization like us. So I think it's us as a council, Girl Scout Council, and Girl Scouts as a movement in the country, making sure that we're staying abreast of the needs of the girl. So now we have over 100 badges in the STEM space, and those badges are things like cybersecurity, how to write your own coding. So we know what girls and, you know, are interested in, so we're making sure that we're continuing to push our envelope on those four pillar areas to make sure we're having opportunities that really are attractive to girls and families.
And that's one of the things you just kind of briefly touched on there, I think is really important, is the fact that you allow girls to experience some things that otherwise they'd never be able to. And that's really important, because you really let them kind of stretch their wings and explore, and they wouldn't be able to do that otherwise without you guys.
So again, I mentioned I was a teacher and a principal for 20 years. And, you know, one of the things we're really proud of in Central Indiana is Girl Scouts removes barriers for access, meaning first and foremost, we make sure every girl that wants to be a Girl Scout has no barriers to doing so, whether that means that their scholarship for their membership fee, their uniforms, or scholarship for activity. And then also because we as a council put together program opportunities that girls and troops can come participate in, and we actually set those up. For example, one of my favorites is an e-textiles camp with IU, and girls are spending a week on campus using coding and technology to actually then, that technology sews something with an electronic component, and at the end of the week they're putting on a fashion show. Okay, I wouldn't, as a mom, I have four daughters, I wouldn't know how to find that kind of experience for my daughter, but within Girl Scouts I get a catalog of that experience and hundreds of other things that my daughter can participate in because of Girl Scouts.
And let's face it, sometimes sewing machines nowadays are so computer controlled that it takes a doctorate to know how to work them.
I don't sew, but I've seen this in action. And yeah, that's when you said about being relevant, you know, we're recognizing that what it means to be in XYZ profession tomorrow is very different than what it meant yesterday. So when you think about fashion, a girl, my own children, right, they think of sewing, but really it's a whole lot more about technology, like you just said. So Girl Scouts has remained relevant in that way, that we are always looking for the, you know, these opportunities that girls may not see themselves in. They may have not seen a woman engineer or a woman take apart an engine, but we're giving them the chance to go do so.
And speaking of staying relevant, the Cookie campaign itself has changed over the years to remain relevant. You guys don't have all the same cookies that you had back in the beginning. It changes all the time, and you're constantly adding and subtracting and changing to stay relevant to what's tasty, but it's also what's important to diets and that kind of thing. Tell us about some of the cookies that that are available this year?
Yeah, so you're right. We actually have added over the years, you know, gluten-free cookies. Our gluten-free cookie is called a Toffee-tastic. We do add new cookie flavors. 2 years ago, we added a s'more cookie. This year, we're actually retiring a cookie. It'll be the last year you can get Savannah Smiles, which is the lemon cookie. And in 2020, we'll be announcing a new cookie. So you're right. We do consistently continue to watch market trends and make sure that the cookie choices that our community has are matching their desires. But then also to your point about relevancy in the cookie program, we also now are very technology-based. I mentioned if you want to buy a cookie from a Girl Scout, you know you can swipe your credit card if you find them at a cookie booth. You can type in your zip code into something called a Cookie Finder app, and it'll tell you where within your zip code you can find Girl Scouts selling cookies on a cookie booth weekend. So we have continued to not only stay relevant, but evolve with the consumer changes in the world.
Yeah, and as far as the marketing of that goes, you don't go around and beat on doors anymore. And that's probably a good thing in today's society, right?
Well, they still can. You know, we certainly teach safety. That's another one of those things we do a lot about. And we also ask, the parent and adult join them. So we do certainly talk through those things and just go to, your next-door neighbor's house and places like that. But so you still do get that experience. And there's, I feel like there's some education in that as well. Learning boundaries, how to knock on the door, how to greet somebody, they still do it in that traditional way, but then they also do it in some ways that really take advantage of technology and making their own. A girl can make her own Facebook campaign, e-commerce. A girl can send emails, so they're working on communication skills and including links to how they can buy cookies from them. So there's a lot of changes.
Yeah, and I'll have to admit, I'm a little disappointed that the lemons are going away. I kind of like them myself, but...
Well, I won't give away any secrets, but I think you'll be pleased in 2020.
Okay, all right. I like the shortbreads. I usually buy a couple, 5 or 6, 10 boxes of those.
Well, those are, the trefoils will be around. You can still get those.
Yeah, I like those. So now you mentioned some of the other pillars of Girl Scouts. Before we run out of time, I want to give you a chance to kind of get onto a couple of areas that maybe we haven't gotten to yet before we recap real quick about the cookies. So tell us about a couple of other things that you think is really important about Girl Scouts today.
There's so many things I think are important about Girl Scouts. I think one thing I would love for people to walk away with this, if they're listening, if you're in the audience and you haven't looked at Girl Scouts for a girl in your life in a long time, or maybe you were a Girl Scout and you haven't revisited it, so please revisit. We've talked a lot about relevancy and the way the organization has changed and the way we support the girls of today, and the opportunities are so vast and the success. And you mentioned, we're over 100 years old as an organization. Currently, I think these are some amazing statistics to leave you with. Currently, with Girl Scout alumni, if there are a woman tech leader in our country, 80% of them were Girl Scout alum. Business leaders that are women in our country, 50% of them were Girl Scout alum. After this recent election that we just had here in November, 83% of people sitting in Washington, D.C. that are women are Girl Scout alum. So there's a whole lot to the leadership experience that we offer. And so I would just encourage people to revisit the opportunities within Girl Scouts if they haven't recently. And if they are already supporting and their daughter or their granddaughter or girl in their life is in Girl Scouts, continue with it. Girls who stay within Girl Scouts for, the spectrum, kindergarten through 12th grade, have opportunity for scholarships and high awards. We offer a gold award, which is our highest level of achievement in the Girl Scouts. So we just encourage them to stay with it because, again, the rewards are more than just tangible. They are a lifetime of leadership, and I think that's really showcased by the people that are alum of the organization.
And one of the things I think we've learned here in this conversation today is the fact that you mentioned yourself, your background is in education. But as we've talked about the cookie campaign and how that is in business and marketing and a lot of other areas, for adult women out there who maybe would like to become a leader in Girl Scouts, you have room for them, even if they're not necessarily into education. But when they're women in business, they have a lot to share and a lot to teach. And I'm sure you guys really welcome them into the fold to be a part of the Girl Scout experience.
You got it. That's another really powerful part of the model. We have 29,000 girls that are Girl Scouts in Central Indiana, and we have 15,000 adult volunteers. We always are looking for new volunteers because that really is kind of the magic within the Girl Scout experience, is they have this troop leader or troop leaders who really are cultivating a relationship with their troop, and you can't beat that mentorship that comes from having that role model. So we are always looking for more volunteers, absolutely. And anybody who's interested in anything I've said today, whether it's the Cookie Finder app or joining Girl Scouts or becoming a volunteer or just learning more, can find us on the website at GirlScoutsIndiana.org.
All right. And it's Danielle Shockey who's with us today. She's the CEO of Girl Scouts of Central Indiana. And real quick, you have the Girl Scout Cookie Finder app. That's out there. The cookie campaign is going on right now. And how long does this go on? How long have we got?
It'll run through mid-March.
Okay. And so you got to get your orders in or just buy them when you see them out, right?
You got it, right. So just here at the beginning, like the January period of time, that's where you're going to get the Girl Scout order through the Girl Scout. And then starting about mid or early February, February 8th, through mid-March on the weekends, you'll find Girl Scouts out in the community at the what we call booth sales, where you can find them with the Cookie Finder app.
All right. It's Danielle Shockey, who's the CEO of Girl Scouts of Central Indiana. Thanks for spending some time with us today. We certainly appreciate it. Get your Girl Scout cookies. Those things are really good. And also, too, again, if you've got a daughter, be sure and get her involved in Girl Scouts. Show her what they have to offer. And if you're an adult, well, then maybe you have something to offer. You can get a hold of the Girl Scouts for that and more. We'll see you next weekend on Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.